taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you were everyday Americans.
In his farewell address, George Washington referred to the sacred fire of liberty. On the Statue of Liberty, the poem, the New Colossus, reads, "Send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." There are plenty of people who point to the fact that there's something innate in humans that want freedom. Or at least there seems to be. I say that not because I don't believe people want to be free, but because there's been plenty of evidence of people willing to sell their freedom for a pittance. And then I started hearing some of the reports out of Shanghai. Now, this is the Constitution Study. We focus on the U.S. Constitution. But what has been going on in Shanghai is both heartbreaking and hopefully warning. Because the people who run our country tend to be very happy with the way Shanghai, with the way China is running theirs. And if you look at Shanghai, could that be a foretelling of America in the future? I saw one video. I wish I could have found the link to it, but it was not a direct link that I could go to. It literally showed a nighttime skyscraper of Shanghai, and all you could hear was wailing and moaning. The sound of hearts that are broken, spirits that are broken, and can do nothing more than to cry out in agony because they're locked into their apartments, often without food and without water. And if that sound doesn't break your heart, I don't know what will. Then there was the reports of drones passing over Shanghai, calling for people to comply with the COVID restrictions, to control their soul's desire for freedom. Saying not to open your windows, don't cry out, don't sing. And I'm stunned. Hello, everyday Americans. This is Paul Engel, and today you've joined the Constitution Study. And we're going to talk about that breath of liberty, that spark of the sacred fire of liberty. Is it still alive and burning, or is it going out? Now, you say, Paul, you're looking at Shanghai. Come on, that's communist China. We'd never get to that point. This is America. It would never happen here. I point to you a quote from August of 2020. It was in the Washington Post from Joe Biden, where he said, "For too long in this society, we have celebrated unrestrained individualism over the common community." Or maybe a quote from Karl Marx, where he said, "The education of all children, from the moment they can get along without a mother's care, shall be in state institutions." Does that sound familiar? Well, let me ask you, if you compare video of Shanghai to video of New York City in the height of the early pandemic, is it really all that different? Would you really be surprised to find those in government suggesting that we suppress our soul's desire for freedom? You know, like Anthony Fauci, like the CDC director Walensky, maybe even Jen Psaki, Harris, Biden. Would you be surprised to hear these things? Are we truly being told that our desire for liberty, protected by the Constitution, that we have to set it aside because some bureaucrats say so. Let's look at some of the examples. Maybe not as grandiose as what's going on in Shanghai, but just take a look at what these so-called vaccine mandates, this human experimentation of gene therapy is doing to our military. How many men and women who have pledged their lives to defend the Constitution and thereby your rights have been discharged from the military for their unwillingness to participate in human experimentation? Senator Johnson has sent 36 letters to different agencies. And you know what? The Department of Defense has not provided a single response. Think about that. You have the entire military given an unconstitutional mandate to receive an experimental drug or face being thrown out. Where does that leave us? Where does that lead us when the Secretary of Defense issues a memorandum directing the secretaries of the different military departments to immediately begin full vaccination of all members of the armed forces under the Department of Defense, whether on active duty or in the Ready Reserve or the National Guard? Imagine that. You're a weekend warrior. And by the way, to me, that is not a pejorative. You are a man or woman who's willing to take your free time and be prepared to defend this country. And the government wants you to be part of a medical experiment. Where does that leave us? Where does that leave us? Or you have Biden's COVID czar. When do we become Russia with czars? But his COVID czar saying, mask your children. He says, you should still mask your children. The ones that are at least risk from COVID. Remember, last time I checked, it was just a couple weeks ago, the percentage of deaths from COVID in young children rounded to zero. But no, they still want to mask your children. Just put aside your desire to live free. Put aside your desire for liberty because a bureaucrat says so. How is that different than communist China? How is that different than being ruled by a party somewhere? You have the CDC that's continuing an illegal mask mandate. Mask mandates are illegal. Vaccine mandates are illegal. They violate your liberty. They violate the property you have in your body. They do so without due process. That makes them a federal crime. Title 18, United States Code, Section 242. They are federal crimes, yet they still exist because the vast majority of Americans don't know any better. So here we have the CDC, where they're going to extend, at least until May, the mask mandates on public transportation, something the federal government has no legal authority to do, but they do it. And of course, they don't have any proof that the masks actually work. They don't have the legal authority to do this. Doesn't this sound more like communist China than a free America? You see, what people seem to forget is if you look at history, communism is by definition an elitist nature. It assumes there are certain people that are an elite few that can run absolutely everything else. Tell me that does not describe the United States of America today. We don't even bother writing laws anymore. Biden simply issues orders left, right, and center. You're going to do this. You're going to have a mandate. You're not going to be able to buy that gun. You're going to be able to. We don't even bother with laws in the Constitution anymore. How far are we from president who ordered everybody who works for a company with 100 employees or more get vaccinated or get fired? Yeah, the court stopped it after a while, but the courts have no power. There's nothing really stopping Joe Biden from doing this other than the fact that people might actually stand up and revolt. Tell me this is not more like communist China. Or how about this? There's been such a push. They say, oh, white supremacist is domestic violent extremism is a threat. Those are from Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, saying that white supremacists and domestic violent extremists are the most prominent threat currently facing our country. Then we turn around and find out, oh yeah, but the FBI is actually apparently entrapping people in Michigan, trying to get them to participate in a kidnapping of Governor Whitmer. Four of them had their cases dismissed. There is talk that, yep, it was actually the FBI. It was an FBI sting. It was an FBI plan. They were trying to get this done. Not because they wanted to get rid of Whitmer, but because they needed to prove that these dangerous right-wingers are out there and they're coming for you. See, if you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail, which means if your goal is counterterrorism, well, everybody must look like a terrorist. The problem is they keep looking for them, they can't find them. The closest they've got so far is a few people who trespassed on the Capitol on January 6th. Of course, they ignored the millions of dollars of damage done by BLM and Antifa in Washington, D.C. They ignored a threat that was considered so serious, they actually sequestered then-President Trump because of that's not a problem. But they have to find the right-wingers. Doesn't that sound like a communist country looking for an enemies list they're out to attack? We have reports of depression among students, alcohol and drug abuse on the rise. We have the inflation leading to all sorts of havoc in the country. How far are we from standing on balconies and wailing at the moon because our hearts are crushed by an ever-present and overbearing federal government? How long are we going to sit here while others tell us to set aside our natural desire for liberty, to control our desire to live free, because they know what's best for us, and they will tell us what to do? Are we that far away? When you have, again, people claiming that, oh, you see, the markets love totalitarian regimes because they're predictable. Are we that far away from a communist-like ruling in this country? If the only thing between you and illegal mandates is the opinion of a court, do you feel safe? If the only thing between you and a mob are police officers knowing that the mayor or governor may say, nah, leave the rioters alone. Just let them burn themselves out. Everybody will be fine. If the only one thing between you and poverty is a DA that refuses to prosecute the crimes against you, how safe do you feel? See, while China has drones over Shanghai telling them out loud, hey, suppress your desire for liberty, suppress your heart's desire for freedom. In America, they're doing exactly the same thing. They just don't use those words. They tell you 2 weeks to flatten the curve. They tell you that, well, experts have said. They issue mandates, but they all end up in the same place, with your rights on an ash heap, your liberties destroyed, and your heart broken. Now, I have more, but I have to take a break. But before I do, I want to remind you, I am putting together my 2022 tour. If you would like me to come speak to your group, speak at your event, I am willing to come. If we can make any arrangement, make it happen. Check it out at constitutionstudy.com/tour. I'm still putting up the newer tour information. I don't have any dates booked yet, but I am dying to come out, meet you, meet your group, and meet other people that are interested in fighting for freedom, in protecting their liberty, in reading and studying the Constitution. So again, that's constitutionstudy.com/tour. Don't worry so much about the information. I'm still building the new tour page, but I am looking for venues. Or you could just go to constitutionstudy.com and hit the request a speaker button. I'd love to come out and talk to you and your group. Now, also, I want to point you towards healthycell.com. Now, I don't know about you. You get to the end of the day sometimes and the mind wanders, right? You start to drift. It's hard to focus. I get that. Now, sure, you can reach for the energy drink or the energy shot. And, of course, it's all a lot of caffeine and sugar. And I don't know about you, but it gives me the shakes and the buzzes. And then I crash thereafter. No. Today, I use Focus and Recall. In fact, I'm going to take some right after, right during this break. It helps boost my short-term focus. It helps my long-term recognition, my long-term memory. And it doesn't give me the buzz or the jitters that other items do. All I take is Healthy Cells, Focus, and Recall. And because you're an America Out Loud listener, they will give you 20% off your first order. Just go to healthycell.com. Find whatever you want. Check out the Focused Recall or any of their products. And when you check out, use the code OUTLOUD. It lets them know that you listen to America Out Loud Talk Radio, and they will give you 20% off your first order as a thank you.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is McCullough Report. Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy, and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to healthycell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's healthycell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. Today, we're talking about that breath of liberty, that those masses yearning to breathe free. When I heard what was going on in Shanghai, all I could think of is, one, the broken heart of all those there, but also how we are driving towards this same scenario where if you are not in the right political party, if you don't hold the right ideas, you will be destroyed. And the use or the misuse of the law to get their way is the way several groups are working. Well, for example, in Pennsylvania, there's a state senator, Doug Mastriano, and he is running for governor. Now, there is a group that wants to disqualify him for participating in an insurrection against the U.S. government because he supported President Trump's re-election bid. See, it's all from this nonsense that supposedly Trump, he incited insurrection, even though he told people to go talk to their congressmen to be peaceful and polite. But you see, we get misinformed. We get deluged with information we never bother to verify. So simply for saying that you support somebody now, well, that in the eyes of this one group in Pennsylvania, well, that disqualifies you from holding office. I wonder if they would apply the exact same logic to the people that actually tried to overturn government. You know, the ones that set up these chop zones and chap zones and who knows what zones. These little zones that are supposed to be separate from the United States. Right inside major cities. Are they disqualified when they actually did a form of insurrection? Granted, it was mostly a protest, but it's one thing to protest. It's one thing to say the supreme law of the land is not being followed and to demonstrate for that. It's quite another to call that an insurrection. In fact, I'd go so far as to say at least five states, Pennsylvania included, tried their own insurrection. Remember, Pennsylvania is one of the states where the state judicial branch modified the process for appointing electors for president of the United States in violation of the Constitution of the United States. I would say Pennsylvania, the government of Pennsylvania, was more complicit with insurrection, did more to participate in an insurrection than any individual who supported a candidate for president. But you see, this is what I'm talking, you know, if you don't think the way we want, well, we'll just get you barred. If you don't bow and scrape and comply with the ruling party, well, you get shut down. You get marked as, you're not allowed to participate. You get these social, what do they call them? Social credit scores. That's what they call them in China. If you don't say the right things, do the right things, act the way that the ruling party wants, you don't get to fly, you don't get good housing. Is that really what America is coming to? We're not there yet. But how many signs do you need that liberty is falling apart? And I just don't mean at the governmental level. You see, former Florida congressman and current Texas gubernatorial candidate, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, on April 7th was at the University of Buffalo. He was there for a speech called titled America is Not Racist. So he's giving his speech. The talk was disrupted by about 200 protesters. They literally forced the event to shut down during the Q&A. And they were so riotous that Lieutenant Colonel West had to be escorted out of the building by police, well, at least according to the Young Americans Foundation. Now, one of the people involved in this group was a student by the name of Therese Purcell. She said she was soon targeted by the mob, calling someone to capture her, and she was forced to hide to escape them. Now, does this remind you any of it of a little bit of history? So you remember China had this thing called the Cultural Revolution, where if you didn't join, if you didn't participate, if you stated something that didn't fit with Mao's dogma, mobs would chase you down. You'd be pulled out of your job. You'd be given mock trial, forced to wander the streets in a dunce cap. Does anybody remember these things? Several months ago, I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ming Wang. I did that. I've gotten to know him a little bit. He lives here in the Nashville area. I've met him several times. I've talked with him because he lived through that. And we have that happening today on college campuses. Now, granted, these are allegations. The people who allegedly did this still deserve their day in court, but the simple idea of having somebody who disagrees with you speak on campus was considered by a group of people to not only warrant denying Mr. West the ability to exercise his freedom of speech, to allow the people who were there to listen to him the chance to peaceably assemble, to not only be so rambunctious, so I don't know specifically what they did, but if it warranted the police and a police escort, you're talking about threats. And Ms. Purcell claims that she was threatened as well. Tell me, is that the breath of liberty, or is that the stench of totalitarianism? Now, the fact that this happened is bad enough, but here's my question. Where are the consequences? Where were campus police to arrest these people that were disrupting the event? Where were the police to charge those who were in the mob, who were calling to be to capture Ms. Purcell? Where? See, we talk about laws. Laws don't mean anything if you don't enforce them. We're supposed to be a country of laws, not of men, but this looks more like a country of, I can't even call them men. I call them spoiled brat children that are running roughshod over other people and getting away with it because no one, the people who are in the police and government that's supposed to do something, are not. And we keep hiring these fools. We keep hiring them. Tell me, I used to live in New York. Tell me, where are the calls for defunding the University of Buffalo until they guarantee the rights and protections for everyone on their campus? Where are the claims of a hate crime? These people went after an African-American man. Where are the cries of hate crimes? Of a virtual lynching? They're not there. Because this is not about freedom and liberty. This is not about rights. This is about the ability to exercise control. About the people who wish to dictate to you how to live your life, who want you to give up your soul's yearning for liberty so that they can get what they want. You want to hear an opposing point of view? Too bad. You want to express different ideas? That's not allowed. We will chase you down, we will hunt you down, and we will either shut you up or get rid of you. Is that really that much different than what's going on in Shanghai and in China? Now, we've talked a bit about what's going on at the feds. We've talked a bit about what's going on in personal. What about in the states? See, California now has a list. These are companies that don't comply with their reporting on diversity. You see, California claims the authority to tell companies who must and must not be on their boards. And if they don't comply, well, they now have a list. Think about it this way. Imagine a government, state, local, federal, coming in and telling you who must be able to run your business. Now, maybe you don't have a large business. You don't have a large corporation with a board. Imagine them coming in and saying, well, no, but, you know, I'm sorry, this is owned by somebody. There's not enough diversity. When I was a young man, I worked for a gentleman. We worked on business machines. We did, I did his computers. He did a lot of maintenance on the other business machines. Grant, understand, this is back in the 80s, right? Many years ago. We had the state of New York was looking for a contract to provide computers, new computers to them. And we made them an incredible offer. We sold them computers at just over our cost. We included printers. We were cheaper. We provided more for less. But you see, it was a small business owned by a white man. And the state of New York refused to do business with him, because he was a white man. That was the sole reason. It wasn't that our bid was not good. It wasn't that someone had offered something better. He was denied the ability to do business with the state of New York on this contract. Denied the contract because he was a white man. That was 40 years ago. And we're still doing the same thing over and over and over again. So now you have the state of California saying, listen, we are going to control who you have on your board. And we're going to do it based on racism and sexism and the rainbow mafia. And the state's trying to implement this. And remember, if you live in California, you helped hire them. Even if you didn't vote for them, you helped hire these people. The governor, the representatives, the state senators, they're your fault. So now when people are screaming, going, what about our freedoms? What about our rights? What about liberty? What are you doing to help them? Are you still voting for the same people that have not only destroyed California? California is losing. People are running from California for their lives. California has some of the most draconian rules and regulations. Places are leaving like crazy. And you help put them there. You help put the people to put these policies in place. You put them there. You help keep them there. And even if you didn't vote for them, what are you doing to change things, to hold them accountable, to get your fellow citizen to recognize the importance of judging people not by their political party, not by how good looking they are, not by how much they'll bribe you with goodies, but by their fidelity to their oath of office, to their character. Apparently, the character of California is that of a tyrant and serfs, because that's what they have in place. You see, while in China, they don't really have a choice about their government. The people of Shanghai didn't vote for the people that run the city or the country. We do. Now, you may not always get your candidate to win. You may not always get your way, but ultimately, it's we the people are choosing our public servants. But then we treat them like masters, not like servants. We refuse to hold them accountable when they break the law, when they violate their oath. It's primary time, right? So all the candidates are coming out, and I'm trying to meet with different people. I'm focusing on my county elections right now. And it's amazing the number of times I talk to people, and their biggest complaint is the other guy is evil, and their biggest accomplishment is the bribes they brought back. And it's incredibly rare not only to find somebody that actually says, well, no, I did this because it was, I stood up because of the Constitution. But even when prompted, even when asked, people to recognize, hey, I know, yes, I did this. I opposed this because it was unconstitutional. I supported this because it was a we don't even think that way. We complain about the parties and about money and about corporations and about censorship and about Twitter and social media, but we never get down to the fact that we're the ones listening to these idiots and not thinking for ourselves. See, where at least in China, the men and women in Shanghai, they didn't have a say in who their leaders were. In America, we do. Abraham Lincoln said, the people are the rightful masters of both Congresses and courts, not to overturn the Constitution, but to overturn the men who pervert it. Yet we sit back and bemoan all the perversions of the Constitution and do nothing. Even those who bother every couple of years to vote, all they really do is pick donkeys or elephants. Rarely do they vote based on the character, the fulfillment of the oath of the candidate for office. It's even rare they bother to ask. So if the sacred fire of liberty in America is going out, It may not be we the people that are blowing on it to put it out, but we're standing by and we're watching and letting those who are blowing it out do so without redress or consequence. Now, I have to take another break. But before I do, I want to remind you, you can listen to the Constitution Study live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, which is heard on the iHeart Radio Network. You can use our best-in-class media players. You can use our apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. You can find all the links on the America Out Loud homepage. You can also listen on podcasts. We're on Spotify, Stitcher. Basically, anywhere you get a podcast, you can listen to America Out Loud and the Constitution Study. The best part is you can take those links. You can take the show page. You can take the links. You can share them with others. Help others find the blessings of liberty by sharing the good news that we are not vassals. We are not helpless. Yes, it's going to take work and it's going to take time. And it's going to take effort, but we are not helpless. We can help protect the sacred fire of liberty. And you start by sharing the information you find here with as many friends, family, and those on social media as you can.
Along with a healthy immune system, clean air is vital for optimal health. According to the EPA, we spend 90% of our time indoors, where germs are most concentrated. It's essential to clean indoor air. Genesis is the only technology that quickly, safely, and effectively kills pathogens both in the air and on surfaces in seconds, reducing the viral load in any environment. The powerful, well-built Genesis fogger produces a dry, ultra-fine mist using HOCl, which occurs naturally in our own immune systems. We'll be living with airborne diseases in the future. New viruses and antibiotic-resistant superbugs are no problem for Genesis. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next. Visit GenesisFogger.com. America Out Loud listeners receive a 15% discount with promo code OUTLOUD at GenesisFogger.com/OUTLOUD.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on the precautions, but deep down you still want to avoid getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray. Made in the USA, Cofix RX reduces viral loads and minimizes the risk of you getting sick. Find a retailer near you or click our banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Welcome back to the Constitution Study, Everyday Americans. Today we're talking about that breath of liberty, that desire in the soul for freedom. And we're watching as it's being ground out, and we're being told to just, it's bad enough they don't take it away. They literally want us to just suppress it on our own. People say, I use the example of what's happening in Shanghai and the drones that are broadcasting messages to, you know, stay indoors, obey the rules, suppress your soul's desire for freedom. And people say, it would never happen here, Paul. We have the Constitution. The Constitution protects us. I have some bad news for you, folks. The Constitution is ink on parchment. It is not going to get up like some Marvel superhero and start dope slapping all the people that are violating it. It doesn't work that way. It is law. It's still up to us to enforce it. But what happens when people just ignore the Constitution? You know, like President Biden, who once again is simply trying to rule from the White House. Forget the law, the Constitution, Congress. Nah, we're just going to issue rules and regulations. We're going to issue edicts. I mean, does this sound like King George? Do we just start referring to him as King Biden the First? Would that make Kamala Harris the court jester? No, sorry, I didn't mean to go there. But we have another one. See, now Biden wants to label things ghost guns. Again, he wants to call them ghost guns because, well, that sounds scary. You know what a ghost gun is? It's a gun the government can't track. That's all it is. Most likely, it's a gun that you build for yourself, and the government doesn't track it. Doesn't have a serial number. Government can't track it. Oh my God, Paul, there are guns out there without serial numbers? Yes, there are. There always have been. But you see, in an effort to quote unquote keep you safe, he wants to ban you from making your own guns. Don't forget the Constitution. The Constitution not only does not authorize the government from preventing you to make your own firearms, it specifically prevents the government from interfering with your ability to keep and bear arms. Second Amendment says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I know Mr. Biden has cognitive difficulties, but if you've taken a basic English class, shall not doesn't give the government any wiggle room. But if that isn't bad enough, Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1 says that Congress makes laws. All legislative power, all power for making laws is vested in a Congress of the United States, not the President of the United States. So when you have an administration and a government that ignores the Constitution, that just makes up the rules the way they want, tell me you're not seeing the suppression of freedom and liberty. Tell me we aren't more like communist China today than our founding fathers were when they founded this country. We declared independence from a petty tyrant. We are installing petty tyrants in governments at all levels in this country. And then when they tell us to suppress our liberty, we do it. To me, the most heart-wrenching part of COVID was not the lockdowns. It was not the illegal mandates. It was the compliance of so many people. 200 million Americans have volunteered to be human guinea pigs. The most of them because somebody told them to. What does that say about the state of America? Are our hearts still bursting with a desire for freedom? It doesn't appear that way. At least not enough to get off our butts, get off of Facebook, and actually do something about it. Now, talk about doing something about it. Have you been following what Elon Musk has been doing with Twitter? It's been interesting. Again, I'm not a business major, but I've been following what's going on, and it's interesting. I have no idea what Mr. Musk has in mind, but it's interesting. But what I find more interesting than what Mr. Musk is doing is the reaction to what Mr. Musk is doing. Well, take, for example, Max Boot, who tweeted, "I am afraid by the impact on society and politics if Elon Musk acquires Twitter. He seems to believe that on social media, anything goes. For democracy to survive, we need more content moderation, not less." Now, if that kind of makes your brain hurt, yeah, it should. Because he's basically saying for democracy, first of all, we're not a democracy, we're a republic. But he's saying for democracy to survive, for the rule of the people to survive, they must not be allowed to see certain content. That's his role. In order to protect democracy, you must restrict free speech. That's exactly what he said. For democracy to survive, we need more content moderation, not less. We need more people telling you what you can and cannot see. Or Anand Giridharast. Sorry if I mispronounced that. I probably did. He said, "Every invader in history has promised to unlock the potential of what they were invading." I agree. I don't know what Mr. Musk's plans are for Twitter. Could it be any worse than Jack Dorsey's? Yeah, it could. But based on his track record with Tesla and PayPal and SpaceX, I'm more apt to agree that he'd be more free. He'd bring more freedom. But then again, maybe that's the problem. See, Max Boot doesn't want freedom of speech. Maybe Anand doesn't want it either. Or how about the account Duty to Warn, which tweeted, "Who cares if you threaten to delete Twitter if Elon Musk hostile takeover succeeds? Musk will delete democracy. If narcissistic right-wing billionaires control media, they control minds, elections, and the world." I think that term is pot calling the kettle black, because you have narcissistic left-wing billionaires that do control the media. that do control the blinds and elections and, in many cases, the world. But their answer is not to challenge Mr. Musk's ideas with better ideas. No, it's to shut him up. Does this sound like the blessings of liberty? Does this sound like hearts swelling with freedom? I know there's a term, cognitive dissonance. How you hold such contrary ideas in your head at the same time and not go crazy, I don't know. Maybe they do. Maybe that explains it. The idea that you protect democracy by restricting democracy, that you protect freedom of speech by restricting freedom of speech, that you protect America by only allowing your side to run it. Maybe they have gone crazy. Maybe that is it. We've gone nuts. But how many people are listening to this? More importantly, how many people are agreeing with this? That say, you shouldn't be able to listen to the Constitution study because I talk about strange things like freedom and rights and liberty. I've already had content pulled. My Facebook account got shut down. YouTube's pulled content. I'm sure I watched while Pinterest basically tanked my engagements. I went from, moderate numbers to flatline. I've spent 2 weeks zero. And then one day I had like a couple of hundred, and then it went right back to zero. They don't believe I have, in free speech. But I agree. I don't want free speech being dependent on the person running the platform. See, Elon Musk could do just as much damage, could be just as mischievous as Jack Dorsey was. So I agree. I'm not saying that Elon's going to fix Twitter or that he's going to fix free speech or he's going to fix the world. The reason Twitter has such an impact is because the American people have given up on free speech. They want to speak. They don't want to listen. They don't believe that other people have. They don't believe that it's worth finding what other people have to say. We have become narcissistic. So I'm not saying that if Elon Musk were to take over Twitter, it would fix Twitter. I'm not saying that. Because the people who listen, who get their news from Twitter and only from Twitter, are just as susceptible to manipulation from Elon Musk as they are from Jack Dorsey. It's one of the reasons why I make a point of getting information from multiple sources. It's one of the reasons why, by the way, I don't have a Twitter feed. If I've got one, I have no idea. I never follow. I never look at it. I post stuff to Twitter so that people can find me, and I answer comments and questions on Twitter. At least those that aren't just, vulgar and worthy of the cesspool. But I don't depend on Twitter for freedom of speech. I don't depend on YouTube, on Rumble, on Getter, on Gab, on Locals, on Parler. I don't depend on them. Freedom of speech exists because I don't depend on others to provide it for me. If they're going to be evil, go be evil. Leave me alone. Now, in this depressing world that we live in, there are glimmers of hope. Sadly, not as many as I would like, but they are there. See, one of the most soul-crushing aspects of the COVID lockdowns around the world, but right here in America, were the number of people who were sick, and so many of them died alone because of these crazy lockdown rules. Rules that would not allow family to visit. That would keep them separated. Wouldn't imagine being ill. I don't know which is worse. A small child in the hospital that is not allowed access to their parents or very limited. Or an elderly person knowing the end is coming and it's coming quickly, yet being denied the opportunity to spend that time with loved ones. The husbands, the wives, the children, the siblings, not being allowed to see patients in the hospital or in hospices. imagine the elderly who, for reasons of their health, are in some sort of long-term care facility, who probably get few enough visits as it is. Imagine being denied any visit because of some bureaucratic order. That would make me stand on the balcony and cry, just like they do in Shanghai. Well, Governor DeSantis is at it again. He signed SB 988, what's called the No Patient Left Behind Act. And he basically, the idea is to guarantee Floridians the right of in-person visits with family members and other loved ones while in healthcare facilities, even during a crisis. So he says that patients have a right to in-person visits in long-term care facilities, hospices, and hospitals. They cannot, these facilities cannot require proof of vaccination. It allows visitors, they have the right to hug their loved ones. I don't know which is more shocking. The fact that you have to make the statement that you have a right to visit a loved one. You have a right to hug a loved one. But it's there. Now, I haven't read all the details, so I'm not saying this is a perfect fit. But to me, these are people who are not suppressing their desire for liberty. They're not suppressing their soul's desire. They're looking for ways to express it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is where the sacred fire of liberty breathes, where it burns hottest. When we allow ourselves to realize we are free. Government works for us, not the other way around. We created it. We can take it out and create another one just like it anytime we want. Don't believe me? Look at the constitutions of most of our states. They say all power is inherent in people. Many of them say we have the unalienable right to get rid of this government and replace it if that's what it takes. The Declaration of Independence says that we have the right to alter or abolish governments that do not protect our rights and put in new protections for our rights. We have that right. Most of us are afraid to even consider it, much less exercise it, but we have that right. But I'd like to see us fix this before we get to that point. But if we listen to the siren song of do as you're told and we'll keep you safe, and we ignore the cost, we fail to look with our own eyes and see the wailing and moaning of people who have had their liberty crushed, their souls crushed, because they are told not to breathe free. And we watch as they happen here more and more in the United States. We don't have to live as subjects of government. The states are not vassals of Washington, D.C. But if we're going to let our hearts breathe free, if we're going to let our soul's desire for freedom express itself, it is best anchored in knowledge. It's why I tell people, read and study the Constitution. Teach the rising generation to be free. If you don't want to use my tools, be my guest. I don't care. If you want some help, head on over. Go to constitutionstudy.com. Read the articles. Try the tools. Hey, check out our online study, constitutionstudy.com/study. You can try it for free. If you don't want to use it, that's fine, but try it for free. Help others join us to secure the blessings of liberty. Also, make sure, head over to AmericaOutloud.com. In fact, head there daily. Make it your daily stop for news and happenings. Find the stories, articles, podcasts, videos. Share them. Share them with friends, with family, and on social media. This is part of the education. This is the part of the knowledge that is the foundation of our ability to live free. I refer to myself as the Johnny Appleseed of liberty, but take the Constitution and we spread the seeds. We know not everybody's going to pick them up, but we spread the seeds and you can help. You can join the movement to secure the sacred fire of liberty, to restore the blessings of liberty to yourself, to your family, to your neighbors, to your posterity. And it starts with the simple act of reading and then sharing. And I want to remind you, you are not alone. There are others. I've met them all across this country that are just as hungry for the Constitution, for an understanding of their rights and liberty. You can feed, you can share, you can join us. And then maybe you can look at your children and your grandchildren and say, we did what we could to secure the blessings of liberty for you.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends.